Here's a thought about a full-frame nitpick. Full-frame cameras are seductive. I'm shooting Micro Four Thirds these days, and of course, everybody says that's not good. You're supposed to shoot full frame because they're so much better. And in fact, I can't deny that. There are certain aspects of a full frame camera that are better, but maybe not as better as you might think, at least not all the way through every feature and every consideration. And here's a good example why. Full frame cameras are all an aspect ratio of 3:2. 35 millimeter film aspect ratio. But that's not what I'm used to shooting. That's not my preference. I come from the days of 4x5 and 5x7 and 8x10, which are a lot more square than the long rectangle of 35 millimeter aspect ratio. My current camera is 4:3 aspect ratio, and I much prefer that kind of aspect ratio for most of my photographs. I don't hesitate to crop if I need to for the composition, but most of the time I'm most comfortable in something a little squarer than a full frame camera provides with its 3:2 aspect ratio. So if I were to upgrade my current equipment to a, let's say, a 24 megapixel full frame camera, like most of them are. Lots of Sonys are 24 megapixels. The new Canon, I think, is, is that 20 or 24? I forget. The new Panasonic S5 is a 24 megapixel camera. But the problem is, if I crop those images down to my preferred 4:3 aspect ratio, suddenly that 24 megapixel camera is a 21 megapixel camera and doesn't offer functionally any difference in terms of megapixel count than my current Micro Four Thirds. It still has a larger sensor. It still has some of the other advantages about noise and all of those kinds of things. So that's not an issue. But the aspect ratio can actually cost us a lot of megapixels that we would prefer not to lose. I wish there was such a thing as a full-frame camera that was in an aspect ratio of 4:3. But there isn't, so it's a nitpick.